Hey guys, we're back. Shogun Sports Talk here. It's a Thursday. It's damn chilly up here in Canada. Snow in the forecast, apparently, for Saturday. I'll find out the temperature here. It's getting chilly. So, today, we're going to talk football, the gridiron. But... we need to talk about some sucker punches and what happened in the NHL last night featuring a sucker punch specialist, Max Domi. Now, I'm not talking smack about Domi. I'm a Habs fan. But what he did last night was pretty interesting. So, if you guys have not heard, he threw a mean right to Florida Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad, and he dropped him, okay? And he is suspended for the remainder of the preseason. So, if you didn't watch the game last night, I watched it, and here's what I saw. So, Ekblad and Domi are having a little dust up in the corner, okay? And you know, just the typical little dust up, cross check, pushing around. So this carried to about the blue line. I think it was in Florida's end. Okay, it was in Florida's end, I'm pretty sure. And this settled from about the goal line up to the blue line, and they're going back and forth at it, and then the refs start to come in, and as that happens, Domi dropped his gloves and just threw a mean right, and it caught Ekblad in the face. Okay, and Ekblad dropped immediately right to the ice, and that, of course, you know, players start skating and starting shit. And Ekblad got up and he was bloody. He was blood all over his face in the jersey. And Ekblad has a past of having concussion problems, okay? So, Domi, you know, feeds him a right, drops him. Ekblad skates off because he's all bloody. And Domi is assessed a match penalty. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but match penalty, NHL, is automatic suspension, okay? So, this happens, and, you know, Domi's kicked out, whatever. So, I want to talk about this now. I feel like Ekblad almost deserved it, in a way. Look at it this way. Ekblad is much, much bigger than Domi, okay? And Ekblad had a very strong chance, very good chance to skate away from this and not be caught up in this with Domi. Because Domi's holding on with one arm, okay? And just pushing, cross-checking, maybe giving him a little face wash kind of deal in the face. Ekblad had a chance to skate away, and he didn't. So Domi did what he did, and he punched him in the face. I feel Domi almost felt like Ekblad was going to do something, but he didn't, and it happened. And Max Domi's father, Ty, was in the stands to witness it. But I feel like it's not Domi's fault, in a way. Ekblad had a very good chance to skate away, and this it shouldn't have happened, really. But it did, and Domi suspended for the remainder of the preseason. So, following the game, Roberto Luongo, Florida Panthers goaltender, saying, you know, it was gutless, and that the Florida Panthers will not forget it, that this happened, okay? He also was saying, you don't do that, you respect your opponents, and if your opponent doesn't want to engage in a fight, that's no reason to drop your glove and punch him in the face. So, back to what I was saying, He did. Maybe he didn't want to engage into a fight, get engaged into a fight, but he was still there, still holding on to Domi, and he could have skated away and it ended up happening. So, before we talk football, I almost want to mention this. Habs and Panthers, their first meeting isn't until December 28th in Florida. So we'll see if anything happens. And I feel that the Domi suspension could open up a big door for newly acquired Nick Suzuki from the... So, he was acquired from the Golden Knights for Pacioretty. So I feel this is going to be a big door for Nick Suzuki. And we'll see how it plays on from there. Now, moving on to NFL football. I want to discuss this because this is really... It's a big... I don't know if it's a touchy subject, but it's really eye-opener for me. And maybe for other fans as well. The plummeting TV ratings in NFL. Okay? And again this year, they've dropped. And they've been dropping every year since 2015. And it's almost 2019. So it's almost been dropping for 4 years now. Okay. So I have some numbers up here. And every year since 2015, it's been dropping down by 2 million. 2 million viewers. Okay. So in 2015, it was 22.5 million. In 2016, it was 20.3 million. And in 2017, it was 18.1 million. So if you work for the NFL or any high up in the NFL, Goodell, whoever you are, this should be alarming, okay? You're losing... like 8 million viewers in 4 years. That's alarming. I don't think any other sport, major sport, is losing that many viewers. Every sport is gaining viewers. This should be very alarming. And if you're a North American, football is one of the most popular sports in North America. Hell, even in the world, they've been playing games. NFL's been playing games in Europe, everywhere. NFL, not so just NFL, but football itself, American football, is very, very popular. And this is alarming if you're losing 8 million viewers. Any other sport is gaining viewers, and NFL's losing. And the TV ratings per game audience has declined by 17% since 2015. And here are the reasons. And these are some of my reasons that I feel why the NFL is losing ratings. And we're going to start off with politics. I don't want to get into politics. But we have President Trump. He tweets about, you know, the protests, the players kneeling. We're going to get to that in just a moment, actually, about the protests and kneeling. But politics is starting to play a role into it. And, you know, when your president comments on the games and the players, it just brings everyone down. And it's not, his comments aren't good. And politics and sports should just stay out of each other's way. Politics and sports should not mix, okay? And, you know, politics, you have Trump tweets, you know, saying this is bad. You know, I don't want to get into this, but it's politics is one of the reasons, okay? And a second reason is players protesting, doing the kneeling. Everyone has their own opinions on it. And everyone's allowed to have their own opinion on it. But I feel that players kneeling and protesting before the game, it's bad, because what does that say to the fan at the game? You know, as a fan at the game, you're hoping, you're wanting your players to be really involved in the game, right? You know, you have players kneeling before the game and protesting. What does that say to the fan, to the team, that their mind isn't in the game? You know what? And I could be wrong. I'm speaking from the fan's perspective. I'm not, I'm not a professional athlete. I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, they discussed it before the game and they just did it. I could be wrong. But as a fan, that's how it looks to the fan. They're not ready for the game. They don't care about the game. And they don't care about really playing for the fan. So, I mean, you don't play for the fan as an athlete, but that's who supports you as an athlete, right? And I feel that the players protesting and kneeling has a big reason to do with it. And we're going to go to our third reason here. The game is boring. The game is boring. I'm a football fan. I am. I love football. Football is one of the best sports out there. But this with this fair catch rule in NFL, it ruins a kickoff and punts is just the most exciting, not the most exciting, but one of the most exciting parts of the game. And just to take that out, it just brings everything down. It brings momentum down. It brings excitement down. It brings the engagement of the game down for fans. It slows down the game. And just all these stopping and starting. It's boring. And there's almost a game I watch that I don't flip the channel. I flip the channel or I get tired or I fall asleep because it's boring. They need to find a way to speed things up to get the game more exciting. So this brings me to discuss, if you've heard, I'm sure you've heard, it was a big announcement, the XFL. Now, in 2020, the XFL is supposed to be coming back. Now, if you remember the original XFL in 2001, it was a disaster. And, you know, it was disgusting. It was. There were some interesting things. I want to talk about the good first here. So in the XFL, if you have never witnessed or remember this, it was before each game, they did not have a coin toss, okay? They had a thing called the opening scramble. And this is where players run and really fight to the death for the ball at midfield. And whoever comes up with the ball gets possession or they decide what they want to do with it. And that was very different and exciting because you have these players just going hard at it, diving for the ball, you know, they're ripping each other off. Like it was amazing. It was really exciting to watch and different. But correct me if I'm wrong, the first game the XFL played and they had the opening scramble, a player separated his shoulder and was out for the season. So, and the XFL also came out with camera views, different camera views, okay? They were working with NBC at the time, way back in 2001. And you know that view you get now where it's high up, but you're behind the quarterback and you get to see, it's almost like Madden. You get that view like you're in Madden. The XFL came out with that. So, as disastrous as it was, they also came out with cool developments for the game. So, now I'm going to talk about the bad about the XFL. We're going to come back to the new XFL supposed to be coming. But we're going to go back in time on why it didn't work and what could have been fixed. So, back in 2001, the XFL, you know, came out. Vince McMahon, famous WWE guy, he started up this league with all, this guy's fucking rich, and he started this, and, you know, players, he recruited players all over. The pay was horrible. It's for guys who really loved the game and just wanted to get a start back into football or rejuvenate their careers. And as it started, it was all right. You know, we got, the audience was all right and, you know, attendance. But as the season progressed, it started to get really WWE-like. And if you don't know what I mean by this, I've never watched wrestling, it was fake. You know, you have Vince McMahon growling, "This is the XFL," and you have all these shows the cheerleaders are putting on, and the cheerleaders are sneaking into the dressing room on these guys, and it was getting off hand and was fake. It was brutal. And, you know, it lost the viewers. And, you know, we had during halftime, you had the cameraman going up the skirts of the cheerleaders. It was just disgusting. It was not family friendly at all. It was disgusting. Plain and simple. So this league only lasted for one season. And it folded. And it's obvious why. And we're going to talk about now why I think the new XFL will succeed. So, you have the NFL losing ratings, and it is going downhill. And people are always drawn to something new, no matter what it is. It always catches the eye. What is this about? I want to see it. What are they going to do? So, the XFL in 2020 starting, if the NFL keeps plummeting the ratings as it is right now, as the same pace it is, 2 million each year, it's going to be really big. It's going to really open up the game of football. And I feel that even if you're not a football fan, you're going to watch it just to see what it's about, you know? So the XFL, they're talking about the plans right now. You know, they've talked about proposals to 30 cities about having a team, having a franchise. So we're going to read to you. I'm going to read to you kind of the foundation they have for the league to start right now. So this league still has about a year and a little under a half to really get started. So they made team proposals to 30 cities. Franchises. They're going to have 8 teams to start. They're going to have 40-man rosters. And it's going to be a 10-game season starting in January. Okay? And then this is what really caught my eye here. And it should be for football fans as well. It should catch your eye. They're going to have a 2-hour game time goal of the game only taking 2 hours to complete. And that's huge. That's very huge. Because when something gets long, it gets boring. And baseball, for example, they got the pitch clock to speed the game up. Because when things are long, they get boring. And they're not interesting. You know, you're not into it. So when the XFL proposes 2-hour game time goal, that's huge. That's when speed the game up is going to keep everyone in the game. And even watching the game on TV or your tablet or whatever you have, a laptop, it's going to keep you in the game because it's so short. You don't want to miss anything, you know? And that's awesome. I think they're going on the right track with this idea. And also, what caught my eye for the XFL is any player with a criminal record will not play in the league. And that's huge as well. You know, that keeps... I'm going to back the NFL here. You have, for example, you have some players like Josh Gordon, for example, you know, he's been caught with drugs. He's been, and we have players in the NFL with assault charges, and it's really starting to bring the league down. And the players are still playing, even though they get suspended, but they still play afterwards. And lots of people are voicing displeasure over it, and it doesn't look good, because when someone like that has a charge or a criminal charge like that, and they play for your team, that's representing your city, your team, and everybody involved in the community around that team. It represents everybody. And when the XFL came out with this criminal record, if you have a criminal record, you will not play in the league. That's awesome. It's going to keep the communities really involved, and you're going to have all the kids watching, even the adults watching. It's going to keep everyone involved, and they're going to be close around the players, and it really brings the fan out in someone. And that's awesome. I'm really happy the XFL is really introducing this. And XFL is also proposing that players will not protest on social issues on the playing field. And again, they're going totally opposite from the NFL. And not totally opposite. I know the NFL is trying to crack down on this kneeling or protesting. But that, like I said before, just it's better for the game if you keep politics out of sports and sports out of politics. So, and Vince McMahon also voiced that this will not be a development league for the NFL. So that's really interesting. As I have a sip of water and almost choke on it. It's not going to be development league for the NFL. And so this is really going to be guys that are really fighting for that to play professional football, whether it be the CFL, the Canadian Football League, the NFL, or whatever the football league may be. They really want to play professionally and get to the highest point they can be at. So when the XFL is going to come out, I picture lots of arena football league players coming over to this. And unfortunately, I think the arena football league's going to really fold. There's been some players in the NFL and Canadian Football League who have come all the way down, and they've worked their way to the top. And that's very impressive. You have guys from arena football league working their way up to playing very, very top of the top. You guys, NFL, Canadian Football League, that's awesome. So I'm thinking right now where the XFL is going to stand in professional football. Because NFL is the best. That's the top. If you're the best football player in the league, that's where you play. So I'm really, and if you don't know Canadian football, I'm up from Canada. Canadian football, it's very exciting. And I listened to commissioner of the XFL, the F commissioner, Oliver Luck, the father of quarterback Andrew Luck. He's a commissioner of the league, okay? Oliver Luck. I heard they had kind of like an interview with him, Oliver Luck, and he discussed things that he likes about the Canadian football, what keeps fans entertained and into the game and makes the game faster. So in the Canadian Football League, if you don't know, instead of four downs, they have three downs. So how does this make the game more exciting, if you're asking, is that you have two plays to really get shit done, get the touchdown or get the first down. You have two plays. Okay? And it's exciting because you only have two plays to get it done, or you're 2-0 and someone else, and you have to punt, or you go for the third down, obviously. But, and I think that's very, again, it's not very different, but that's just the way the game has evolved in Canada, and that's how it was built in Canada. And it takes, you have NFL players come to the CFL and they end up really enjoying the only three plays. And I'm kind of getting off track here, but I speak for Canadian football in a way that it's really underrated. Right now, a team in the CFL, Montreal Alouettes, they have Mr. Football, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel playing for them, okay? And, you know, his season hasn't got off to what he wanted. You have the Hamilton Tiger Cats quarterback, Mazzoli. He kind of has taken over that team. And Manziel was a backup to Mazzoli. And he ended up getting traded to Montreal. But it's just, it's such a different game. And the XFL wants more CFL into their game. And I know that ESPN has put on some CFL games in the United States. And I remember when I was younger, I was on a trip somewhere in the States, and we end up taking a train. I forget where to, a passenger train. But we had one guy working on the train, and he asked where we're from. You know, we're from Canada. And he was talking about the Canadian Football League and how much he loved the Canadian Football League. Because it's so much different than NFL. It's just more exciting, faster. The field is bigger than the NFL. The end zones are 20 yards instead of 10 yards. And it just, it's such an overall more exciting game. And I'm not shitting on the NFL. I love NFL. But I'm a football fan overall. Whatever it may be, college football, I'm a fan of football. So, the XFL talked about bringing in some CFL rules and gameplay. So, and, well, I mentioned the owner of the league, or if you want to call the owner of the league, is Vince McMahon. You know, he's dropping reportedly $500 million into this league. So it's not just going to be like the first time this failed. This is going to be, he's serious. And he's bringing in really talented and experts into this league. You know, he has Commissioner Oliver Luck. He brought him aboard, named him the commissioner. He's played in the NFL. He's a quarterback for the Houston Oilers back in the day. And he was also, he's a sports guy. He was a general manager of the Houston Dynamo of the MLS. And they won championships with him as GM. Okay? And he's the father of Andrew Luck. That doesn't mean anything. But they also commented on bringing players like Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, and Colin Kaepernick in the league. And McMahon, you know, mentioned that Manziel has had some legal issues. He probably will not be allowed in the league. So where does that, so Manziel only has really two options for his NFL or for his football career, NFL or CFL. So I just feel there's, I'm not sure how this league's gonna turn out. Colin Kaepernick, you know, he was for his Nike commercial, fucking, it was huge. It spread across the world. And I just, if he's protesting stuff, I just feel, I don't know how you don't bring a guy like Colin Kaepernick into the league. He's huge. He's world renowned. He's known all over the world now for his protesting. He's won awards. He's part of this huge Nike commercial now. How do you not bring a guy into the league like that to gain more viewers? And he said, Colin Kaepernick probably won't be in the league. You know what? That's sad to say. Starting out for a league, that's what you want. You want a guy that's very popular. Some people who don't agree with what he's doing, he may not be popular to them, but he's well known around the world. And I'm not sure how you don't bringing a guy like that in. So now I just, this is what's going on in football, the gridiron. So this podcast was really about, I really want to discuss the plummeting ratings of NFL. It's really worrisome. I'm curious what the NFL is going to do next in the upcoming years as the XFL opens its doors to the new season. And I'm interested what they're going to do with the protesting. And not the criminals playing it. That sounds very bad. But the people who've had charges against them. I wonder what they're going to do with this. So, thanks for listening to my podcast. Again, I've gained 20 followers on Twitter since my first podcast. Thank you very much. Very well appreciated. We're going to keep going hard at it. Also, I had 11 listeners on my first podcast. That's small, but you know what? We're trying to get better at this. You know, the first episode was kind of awkward. We didn't really know what to discuss. It was weird, and we're really trying to build off every episode, every tweet, and every question we get from viewers and listeners. So again, our Twitter is at ShogunSports1, capital S, Shogun, capital S Sports1. And yeah, thanks for watching, guys. We're trying to get at least one podcast every week going up here. And it may not be all just one sport. It might just be a mix of everything. Discuss what's going on in sports. And yeah, so thanks for watching Shogun Sports Talk, and thanks for listening, watching. You guys aren't watching me. You guys are listening to me. I'm getting off track here. This is horrible. But anyways, thanks for listening. Again, Twitter at Shogun Sports 1. And really, I really want to listen to opinions and comments from you guys. And I hope to get opinions and comments from you guys. And I always get back to you guys on your comments or questions or comments. Because I like to bring everyone into the discussion. Sports is all about that. Everyone's a sports fan. And I really want to get what you're feeling, what you're thinking. So again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week on the next episode. Thanks for listening.